I am Christy Ballard Fellaini. I am a certified life coach who found herself at 42, freshly divorced, kids off to college, and having never dated in my adult life. I was starting in the middle. If you haven't yet hit start on your middle time in life, let's do it together. Let the journey begin. Hey, hey there, friends. So today, I want to piggyback off of last week's episode. So last week, I talked to you about what is possible. I talked to you about creating things out of an idea and believing that your ideas are possible. And so today I want to take it a step further and I want to go into how it is that you create the belief around what it is that you want to bring into fruition. You see, because oftentimes we think that we lack the confidence that we need to make things happen, or we allow fear to hold us back and keep us at arm's length from what we truly want in our lives. When we feel like we're lacking confidence or we stay in fear, we allow those two things to take the steering wheel. This is when we end up staying small and we don't go after what it is that we want. And for some of us, this is where we actually stop dreaming. We actually stop imagining different things for ourselves. We actually close off that space in our brain of playfulness and childlike creation of new possibilities. We tell ourselves things like, that's just not for me, or I don't have what it takes. But here is what I say and what I remind myself. I remind myself that if God has placed it in my heart, then yes, it is for me. And I truly believe that that is where all of my ideas and my imagination come from, is my relationship with God and who He says I am and what He says that I am capable of. And so if I don't follow through with those things, if I truly, truly, really want them in the depths of my heart and I don't follow through, I'm doing a disservice to myself and I'm doing a disservice to Him, even placing the idea in my heart. So notice that I use that word heart, okay? So what does it even feel like to have an idea placed on your heart? I believe that it is that nudge of desire, that tingling that's created in your body when you have an idea of something that you want to create. But we have to be super careful with this because your brain is going to want to shut it down. Your brain is going to want to think of all of the reasons why you're not capable, of all of the reasons why that's not for you, right? But again, when you have that desire, you have that nudge, that tingling, it's almost like the thought just kind of keeps coming back, right? Keeps coming back around when negativity sets in saying, oh no, not for you. But that thought keeps coming back and it's creating that anticipation, that giddiness, if you will. This is how you know it's an idea that is placed on your heart. When you start to have sentences like, what would life be like if? Now, some of us don't even let us get to that point in our dreaming process of creating that sentence. Some of us, this is the stage where we start to shut down. This is the stage where you allow the negativity to come in and you allow all the reasons why it's not possible, why you shouldn't do it, or even what others will say if you do it. This is generally where you let the fear and the lack of confidence take the wheel. So remember last week when I talked to you about my 90-day planner and I talked to you about how it even came into reality? It came from a simple idea of what if, right? And I mentioned that, you know, the planner that I created, the tools that are inside of it have come from different areas, different planners that I have used in my past, things that I really liked about each of those planners. And I molded them together to become a tool that I found that was useful for me, a tool that I loved. And once I started creating that love around this idea, that's where the ball started rolling for me to start to share it out into the world. You know how when you really, really fall in love with something, you just can't keep it contained and you want to tell everyone about it? Well, that is how the 90-day planner came into fruition. It came as a passion of my own. And so the truth of the matter is that it really didn't matter if others saw the value in it because I did. It became an extremely useful tool for me. It became an intricate part of my daily habits and routines. And so today, I want to share with you some of the insights and the tools that I use to help me create what I want to believe is possible so that I can create what I want in my life. So I love what one of my coaches, Kim Jobe, said. She said that things are actually created twice. They're first created in your brain as a thought. They're second created through the actions that you take to bring it into fruition. And sometimes we get that backwards. We try to do all of the things first, and we skip that whole step of developing the thought, which includes believing that it can happen. And from that believing, being the person who is capable of creating it, and then doing the action steps from the place of what you believe and who you are being. You guys, every single half marathon that I have run started with the belief that I could. Every time that I've gone camping by myself, pulled our fifth wheel, set the fifth wheel completely up by myself. Yes, that even includes the toilet parts by myself. Started with a belief that I was capable enough to do it. Leaving my teaching job to start my life coaching business. You guessed it, belief that I could. This podcast that you're listening to right now started with the belief that I could do it. And here we are, episode 143. So how do you believe something into existence? It's this big, magical, awe-suspenseful answer. Are you ready for it? Decide. Yeah. Decide. Decide to believe it. You guys, you've already made several decisions about what you want to believe. Just yesterday, a woman told me, I'm a workaholic. So that's a decision that you have decided to label yourself as. I've never done that, so it won't work for me. That is a decision that you have decided to believe as to why you can't do the thing. It's their fault. Yes, a decision that you have decided on to place blame. So what if you practiced deciding to believe something different? What if you practiced, instead of, I've never done it, so I can't do it, you decide to believe that you are fully capable. And you make that new decision your reality. So today, I'm going to give you three easy steps to start creating new beliefs. Okay? So believing is deciding and accepting that something else could be true. Because all of those other sentences that you tell yourself about you, those are decisions that you have accepted to be true. Those are thoughts that you have decided to accept about yourself. So step one, and this will be the hardest one, but I know that you can do it. Step one is to become more aware of your thought patterns. Recognize the patterns that you already have in your thinking. Recognize the beliefs that you have already believed to be true. I can't do that. That is the biggest one that I hear from my clients. That is the biggest thought pattern that I hear mostly from my clients. And they've decided that this is true. I can't do that. And so I want to challenge you, create a new decision. Decide to believe something else is true. Decide that you don't want to believe that anymore. Decide that that's no longer true. Decide to disbelieve it and decide to change your mind. So step one, look at your thought patterns. Decide if you want to believe that. If you don't want to believe those negative things that you say about yourself, decide that you're ready to think and believe something new. Step two, when you have decided to believe something new, decide to accept it to be true. Because that's all a belief is, accepting that something is true. So if you decide you don't want to believe anymore, I can't do that, how about, again, I am capable of doing that? You guys, it is literally that easy. And you know why it's easy? Because you're going to incorporate step number three, which is simply practice and repeat. Practice and repeat. This is exactly what I did when I noticed that my brain wanted to be in stress and overwhelm around money. And this has been a pattern that has been with me in my thought life for a long time. I mean, we are talking years. And it got to the point to where I was constantly stressed out about money. And I just didn't want to live that way anymore. There was no reason for me to live that way anymore. So I decided on purpose to believe money is easy. And I practiced it. Every time I noticed my brain wanted to go into fear and into scarcity, I reminded myself, money is easy. I utilized it as part of the tools inside my 90-day planner. Money is easy. And then every single time, this is a bonus for you. This is step number four. Every single time I came into a situation with money, for instance, finding a penny on the ground, I would say to myself, money is easy. Paying the bill at the grocery store, I would say to myself, money is easy. When I received the escrow overage that I wasn't expecting, I said, money is easy. And when you start utilizing that new belief on repeat, your brain is going to automatically look for the evidence. Okay? So the bonus part here is start to pay close attention to the awareness of your thoughts and the patterns of your thoughts, because the things that you are thinking, what you focus on grows, right? And your brain looks for the evidence. So if I'm walking around thinking I can't do that, then of course my brain's going to be looking for the evidence. But if I walk around thinking money is easy, and then I see a dime on the street, That's the first thought that's going to come to mind. All right. So this is about bringing those new beliefs into a conscientious pattern of thinking. So I know for some, this may be completely new. This may be one of those mind-blowing things where you're just like, oh, okay, I really just need to think about this. And so I want to go over the steps for you again. Step number one, recognize the patterns of your thinking, the thinking that you already have. Recognize the beliefs that you have accepted to be true. Decide, is that something I want to continue to believe, or am I ready to disbelieve? Then step number two, decide on purpose to accept something new. Decide that you are ready to accept a new belief. And number three, practice and repeat. Practice and repeat. When you do that practice and repeat, your brain's going to start looking for the evidence that it needs to solidify and to believe that new belief to be true. Okay? So give yourself some time to mull this over, because next week, I'm going to take you to the next level. Next week, I'm going to talk to you about the idea of the document. Okay? This is one of the tools that I teach as part of my strategy sessions with my clients when they purchase a new planner. It is one of the tools that I personally use in my own creating new beliefs and new possibilities. It is a strategy that I teach my clients to help them believe new things about what they want to create in their lives. So I'm going to share this with you next week. You guys, I promise you, my life literally has changed because I have started to believe new things about myself. And my mission is that every woman believes that they have the power to create an amazing lifestyle for themselves, that they have the power to create the relationships that they want for themselves that are full of abundance and lasting connections, and that they may utilize the tools that I'm sharing with them to help them to rediscover their joy. So if you share my mission, will you please do me a favor? And it's three simple little things. Please go back and leave this episode a 5-star review. Then simply share it with as many women as you think that may need to hear this. And lastly, follow me on Facebook because I would love to connect with you. Alrighty, friends. So lots to think about, lots of new decisions to be made. And until next week, I hope that you have an amazing week. And please make sure that if you have questions around believing something new about yourself, reach out to me either through Facebook. You can catch my email on my website, ChristyFellaniCoaching.com. But I hope you have a fabulous week. I'll talk to you soon.
Who is your life coach? I would love the opportunity to work with you as you are rediscovering the woman you were meant to be. Visit ChristyBallardFellaini.com for more information on how we can work together to ignite that passionate, enthusiastic woman who may have been tucked away for some time. Let's start in the middle together.